Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Ben Huey and Ellie Campbell here to talk about a magical and uplifting evening coming up this weekend, presented by Sitka Cirque. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, Erin.
It's always good to be here.
And you two have been a part of the task force, the planning committee for for Cirque Noir coming up this Saturday.
That's right.
So this is the third time this event has been going on. For those who haven't been able to join the evening in years past, what is Cirque Noir? How does it differ from other Sitka Cirque events that the community may have seen?
Cirque Noir adds a new dimension to Sitka's evening entertainment options. We have aerial performance, we have live music, but it's a much more immersive experience. Mm-hmm. It's a dance party if you want it to be. You can come hang out and watch music and watch performance, incredible, athletic, elegant performance. But you can also join in the fun. There'll be roaming characters, glitter fairies. It's a way to find light in these dark times.
Amazing. So not a sit and observe. It is a walk through and participate and immerse yourself.
Yeah, of course.
So you mentioned aerial artists. You mentioned music, glam fairies. So what are some of the things that people might be able to participate in, to see?
Yeah, so the event this Saturday is going to be up at the Sitka Cirque Studio over on Smith Street. Folks are going to be able to listen to some really excellent live music. We've got the Pedal Boys with Maya Carter trying out some jazz this year. We're going to have a great DJ set by DJ Ego, but we're also going to have aerial performance, like Ben mentioned. We're going to have some roving characters. There's different local artists doing some doing some art in kind of unconventional ways. Okay. across the event. So it's not really going to be a sit and look at the thing. It's going to be jump in and be a part of the art.
Amazing. Yeah. Go ahead.
One of the ideas of the event is to bring together lots of different artists in different styles of art mediums. Mm-hmm. There's visual art, there's performance art, and there's performance art of various kinds. And so you can join in that immersive experience.
Excellent. So this is going to be, so depending on kind of where you are within the space, it's a choose your own adventure story of how your evening can be experienced if you want to be dancing, if you want to be socializing or interacting with art.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. Awesome. So for this event, is there a theme? Is there something people should to dress up to match? Because Lord knows we love an excuse to dress up, or costumes or anything like that.
Yeah, consider this your excuse to dress up. Dress up in whatever brings you joy. Dress up in whatever makes you feel a little bit more magical this time of year. I mean, especially, like, there's so many different things that can get us down. I mean, I know the snow driving in this morning was definitely getting me down. But I think it's really, really important that you're able to come in and wear the thing in your closet that you're maybe not able to wear the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's an invitation to be whimsical. What's going to put a smile on your face? Be wild. This is a fun event. We're all going to be dressed up. We're all going to be doing different things. This is the circus. Wear whatever you want.
Right. Yeah. When it all comes back to it, this is from Sitka Cirque. This is a circus event. It's supposed to bring joy.
Exactly.
And in this case, artistic joys that we might not always have a chance to experience and interact with, like you were saying, Ben, a more immersive experience. Ellie, you were saying with different bands playing music, with DJ sets, with glam fairies. That just sounds fun. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining just glitter being strewn everywhere.
Yeah.
If you don't come all made up already, if you feel like you have insufficient glitter on your body or glamour in your outfit,
we got you covered. Don't you worry.
crisis averted. Because if there's one thing we don't have enough of ever, it's especially this time of year, it's brightness and sparkle. So
precisely,
you'll make sure there's not a deficit of that.
That's the goal.
So this is the like I was saying earlier, the third time that this has been thrown by Sitka Cirque, this Cirque Noir event. It acts as a fundraiser.
Yeah, very much. We're really, really lucky to have Franny and Charles and everybody else who works on the team over at Sitka Cirque. It's such a valuable asset to our community. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure listeners out there probably watched the youth showcase over the last weekend.
The winter showcase.
And we're so lucky to have them, and we want to make sure that like Sitka Cirque is like thriving and able to provide the amazing lessons and experiences that they're able to provide to so many people in our community. So all of the proceeds from this are going right back into Sitka Cirque.
Yeah, and it's a partnership, this event, with Friends of Sitka Circus Arts, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, which collects the tickets and provides scholarships to kids who can't afford the Cirque classes. And they also purchase equipment to have the highest levels of standard of safety.
Excellent. And yeah, it's such a truly unique.
Where else in Southeast Alaska are you doing circus? You can't even do that in Juneau.
Yeah,
and honestly, even the capital city can offer that.
Yeah, when you're going to other places around the country and visiting circus studios, this is actually a very high quality studio. I've been to places in Fairbanks where the ceilings are way lower. They have posts spread out through the space that really reduce your dance potential. It's a really cool venue and provides so much opportunity. And that's one of the reasons I want to invest in it, because we need cooler venues in town where we can be expressive and create events that are more imaginative.
Yeah.
Awesome. So this event coming up then is not only an opportunity to fundraise, to make sure it stays in place and offers an opportunity for those to train up and use it in that learning capacity, but also an opportunity to use it for that artistic expression space.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. So when is this happening? People have some time to pick out their outfits, to see what they can bring out of their closet.
Very limited time. Okay. Yes. We're going to be out there this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Sitka Cirque Studio. This event is 21 and over only. We will be checking IDs at the door, so make sure you've got your ID with you. And tickets can be found
at sitkacirque.com. That's Sitka, C-I-R-Q-U-E.com. Or you can just Google Sitka Cirque. Tickets are there through the Simple Tickets platform. And I'd recommend purchasing ahead of time if you can. Mm-hmm. We have sold out. I think we sold out in the first time. It's a good idea. Tickets will also be available at the door.
Yeah, I think the last time we did this, we had less than 20 tickets, less than 50 tickets at the door, something like that.
Yeah.
So err on the side of caution.
I definitely would.
Yeah, make sure you get that.
But we also know that it's a busy night. Holiday Brass is happening that night. There's a drag show. The drag show is also happening on Friday. Check out the drag show on Friday. Come over on Saturday. Or you can come join us late. You're welcome to. It doesn't have to be walking through the door at 8 p.m. You will miss some of the live music, which happens at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But you can still catch a lot of aerial performance and the dance party if you come after Holiday Brass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were saying there's still going to be a DJ set. I always loved when going to Cirque Noir in the past of the aerial champagne service and the cage dancers of that. Always has been so fun, because like, where else do you get that in town? It's like such a unique and just kind of raucous experience. It's just so fun.
I've heard good things.
And you'll say no more. Well, what an amazing time. What a great opportunity to celebrate the great opportunities that happen within the Sitka Cirque space. And yeah, like you were saying, a different opportunity for folks to immerse themselves in the creative and artistic spaces that we have in Sitka, like at Cirque Noir. So folks, make sure you make a little bit of time on Saturday evening. That's Saturday, December 20th, 8 p.m. at the Cirque Studio. And what's the address if folks haven't been there before? It's up on Smith Street.
It's
up on
207 Smith Street.
Yes.
It's just across from New Archangel Dancers.
Perfect.
Just a little past Pinard. Take a left.
Excellent. 207 Smith Street. And the vibe is just finding light and joy in the darkness. So anything that brings you joy, capture that, bring it with you, and share it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Ben Huey and Ellie Campbell, thank you for coming in this morning to share a little bit about what's coming up with Cirque Noir, and for, I'm sure, all the background work you've been doing to put this evening on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. We're looking forward to the event. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, thank you both.